Thank you for those reminders of our security in the God who journeys with us. Each year as a church, we have a Bible verse as our focus. This year, we believe that God has led us to Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. On the first Sunday in January, Ian Colville helped us to begin to explore the passage in which this verse is set. In a few moments, he will share a mini version of that longer talk as together we take on the challenge of what this verse is saying to us as a church at this time. Following that, we will sing the hymn, "May the mind of Christ my Saviour live in me from day to day," as our personal prayer of commitment and response. There will then be some words of blessing. And after that, there will be four pieces of music for you to enjoy and perhaps use as a time for your own prayers. But for now, it's over to Ian.
Hi, it's Ian Colville here. We've chosen Jeremiah 6, verse 16 as our verse for the year 2021. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. These words came to Jeremiah at a time when the Old Testament people of God were at a crossroads in their history, facing imminent disaster after repeatedly rejecting God and the terms of his covenant for right living and right worshipping. Now, I want to briefly draw out three themes from this verse, which we're going to focus on for the coming year. Firstly, through Jeremiah, the Lord calls his people to ask for the ancient paths and to ask where the good way is. So the first question is, where do we find those ancient paths or that good way? These paths that the Lord, through Jeremiah, was calling the people to seek are the way that God himself revealed to his special people in the Old Testament, initially through Moses and throughout Scripture. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." This is a call to put God first, to worship correctly, to live and love well, to follow God's instructions for life, and to do as Jesus did, following his Father's will. To be a servant, to be humble, and to put others first, and to seek first the kingdom of God. So Jeremiah 6, verse 16 challenges us to be clear about our direction of travel for the year ahead. Next, having identified the ancient paths, the Lord calls his people to follow those paths. It's not enough to know where the right paths can be found. God calls his people to follow those ancient paths and to walk in those ways in obedience. And this reminds me of Paul's instructions for right living in Ephesians, where he talks about the need to follow God's example as dearly loved children and to walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. That's Ephesians 5, verse 1. Someone wise and clever once said, "A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step." And so perhaps there's a challenge for us to make a new start, or to embark upon something new, or to recommit ourselves to God afresh, to walking the ways of obedience. And my third and final theme is the promise that if we follow the right paths, we will find rest for our souls. The call to live in obedience with God's instructions came with a promise. If the people walk faithfully, they will enter the promised land and God would give them rest. And this idea of a place of rest initially meant the promised land once it was secured from its previous inhabitants, as we read in Joshua 21. In Hebrews 4, the writer to the Hebrews develops this idea of rest further and links it back to the Sabbath rest, when God rested on the seventh day after 6 days of creation. And there are echoes too of Jesus' invitation to find rest in Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. "Come to me," Jesus says, "all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." After 9 or 10 months of lockdown and other restrictions, many of us may feel rather exhausted. This invitation from Jesus, and indeed the promise in Jeremiah 6 verse 16, that we will find rest, is for you if you are weary and struggling with life today. And finally, as we think of Jesus bringing rest at the end of a journey, I can't help but think of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. Jesus joins them and travels with them, although they don't initially recognise him. And as they walk together, Jesus speaks to them from the scriptures. So may we discover Jesus travelling with us as we journey through 2021 over the coming weeks and months. And my prayer is that we will hear from him speaking to us from the scriptures as we walk together. Thanks.
May you know the blessing and the presence of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, now and every moment of each day, in working and relaxing, in sharing and caring, in listening and speaking, in suffering and supporting, in activity and in sleeping, in worrying and in hoping. May you know the loving presence of God our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with you now and every moment of each day. Amen.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie waters, his goodness restores. your